She was a hot woman who was into games. She called herself Next Gen. She referred to her vagina as her Xbox. She referred to nights when she wore high heels as platformers. She told me once that when it came to sex, she liked the two-player beat-em-ups, but that a one-player puzzle solver is also good, and then she laughed that dirty laugh of hers. She smiled coyly and blushed without offering an answer when I asked her if she'd ever done multiplayer. When we were out drinking, she'd always announce her washroom trips by saying she was going for a wee. Everything was a high score to her. Everything had to be completed to 100%. Life got her down because of that. I once heard her refer to her own life as a real-time first-person shooter. Later, when she was shopping for groceries, she changed her mind and claimed it was a resource management strategy game. Most people sign their letters with X's and O's. She'd add triangles and squares for people she didn't like. She was my guitar heroine. There's no save game in real life, but I sure wish I could go back and do it different next time. Put it on pause, wipe the sweat off my hands, and calm down before the next move. Before the left, left, back, back, up, down fatality. Before the game was over. But there is only the future. I look forward to the new software and hardware that will be coming into my life. Women and relationships that will look more photorealistic. I look forward to more terabytes on my neck and higher poly counts in my bed. I'm looking forward to more gigs and faster information access to save time and to speed the games up. I'm looking forward to a higher frame rate and clearer reflections. I'm looking forward to better quality. But for me, I know that will always be a producer promise tomorrow that will never come. Next Gen will always be in the past perfect. She'll be the high watermark that may never be reached again. She'll be my Dreamcast.